or symptoms.
Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
It's the last week to shop before Christmas.
Kohl's is staying open nonstop from 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Tuesday.
Hours may vary by location. See store for details.
Kohl's, expect great things.
Is this Cher?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, light them up. We're tired. We had a party last night. We didn't have time to plan a show. So you take it from here. 314, anything goes. 314-969 KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll free, 888-550 KTRS. We welcome Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hi, yes. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
8 p.m.
Thank you. That means you're doing really well. What can we do for you?
Well, my phone's going to die in about 30 seconds, so I better make it fast.
Okay.
I enjoy the 6 p.m. Fox News.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Two words. Sound effects. Even though it's TV news,
yeah,
they have cool sound effects, and they may be talking about something on the screen, but I actually can picture it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Frank,
yeah.
Have you ever wondered why TV shows have sound effects?
No.
Well, when you're watching a TV show and you see someone break a window, you know the window's being broken. There's no reason why they play the sound effect of breaking glass, but they do it. Why? Because it's entertaining.
Well, but if you watched a glass being broken and didn't hear anything, that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
It would be weird, but TV doesn't have to add sound effects, but they do it anyway to make the show better. And that's why your show is probably better than any other, because you actually do add sound effects.
So you don't like them on TV, but you do like them here.
I think you need them on radio because...
Yeah, radio's theater of the mind.
You can't see when we break a window every time.
Yeah. And we rarely use sound effects. Like just now when we did that, we actually broke the window here.
Yeah.
I've actually called in other radio shows and suggested... Hey, how about some radio sound effects? How about a laugh track? How about a joke? How about a segment? How about anything? And they give me a response like, "Dude, what are you talking about? This is talk radio."
Why don't you call the other talk radio station and say, "How come you can't sound more like the Large Morning Show in the afternoon at KTRS?" They'd love that.
Yeah, give me a laugh track right there. Come on.
We don't do laugh tracks.
No.
How about a peon?
No, we have an annex with studio audience in it. They laugh sometimes.
My phone's getting ready to go. So, in parting, Frank, unless you are controlling the sound effects board, the show does suffer.
Well, I've never controlled it, so it must suffer all the time.
Are you actually at home right now, Mr. Opinion?
I'm not at home. I'm in the studio.
Don't you have the sound effects board in front of you?
No, it's in front of Peon.
Well, see, it used to be in front of you.
No, it was never in front of me. I've never run the sound effects.
But see, he doesn't really know when the rim shot.
Yes, he does.
Be right on time.
He's the master. Yes, he does.
No, right. Go ahead. I give him a C.
Tell it.
There's a reason why we call Eon the peon.
Let me show you how good he is. And the guy says that wasn't a cow. Well, that was a pitch.
What?
Maybe you're right.
Put on your cell phone and start paying a little more attention to the show.
Brian's being a little tough on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Brian.
A little tough on him, Brian.
Right.
A little tough on him. Thank you, Brian.
Well, listen, that's his job.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Ooh, he didn't like you. I'm not sure
is
I
it
understood.
A full moon?
I'm not sure I understood that
no.
call. Well, it wasn't long ago. Maybe there's some slop over.
Residuals.
From the full moon. Ken, how are you?
Hey, open line Thursday today?
Absolutely.
All right, perfect. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And hello to everybody in the studio and happy
Ken
holidays.
Says hello.
Hello, Ken. Hi, Ken.
You hey. Better say a special hi to Peon. He kind of
got his heat feelings hurt.
Yeah. Oh, I'm all right.
What can we do for you, Ken?
Last guy was terrible.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. Terrible, but I mean, you know,
we didn't understand it. What can we do for you?
Hey, well, you know, I know you're a little bit humble about your birthday, but happy birthday.
Well, it's over, but thank you.
Well, I know it's the same.
Yeah,
day
it's mine, just a birthday. Everybody
really,
has
really
one.
Friend that's probably listening now, and he forgot my birthday.
And it's the same
you know
day.
It's not a big deal to me. It's a everybody has one. I've never understood why it's a big deal, but I will admit I make it a big deal for my kids because to some people it is, and I. You know, never will forget my kids' birthdays or my wife's birthday. But me personally, I'm serious when I say this. I woke up last week on my birthday, did not remember it was my birthday till somebody said happy birthday. It's just that insignificant to me. But thank you.
Is this a special birthday?
I mean, no.
Significant, like 5-year birthday?
Like, did he get some?
Five year birthday of what?
Like 60.
No, that was years
ago. No, that's
ago,
10 years from now.
Yeah.
talking about?
From now.
That's a long way off. You kidding me? No.
Well, this was my 55, so it was somewhat significant.
All right, well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Hey, one other question I have. I've always wondered, didn't you used to do your show from California on occasion?
I've done it on many occasions from California.
And you don't do that anymore? Or you
yes,
still...
I do. Off and on, I do.
Okay. I guess you just can never tell when you're...
You never can tell and you never know, and that's the beauty of it.
Okay. I didn't know whether you're still doing that or not.
Not this moment, no, but I have and will again.
Okay. Just
all right.
Curious.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ken.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The 14th is my buddy Joe Vitale's birthday, too, and he usually sends me a text on his birthday and says, make sure you tell Frank happy birthday.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. What do we got here? This should be Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM into PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
I just want to, you going through all these songs that have curse words, have you heard the one in Michael Jackson's song?
I don't know. What is it?
He uses the F word in the song Beat It. And if Eon cues it up to around a 3-minute, 5-second point between that and 3:25, you'll hear him actually say the F word.
So between 3:05 and 3:25.
Yeah, I don't know the exact.
What is the line? What is the line in the song without saying the F word? You can just say.
Oh, he's just repeating it. And he's supposed to say "Oh no," but he says the F no.
Hmm. Well, we're gonna have to listen for that. Okay, here we go. Hang on. Let's see if he's right about this. Where are you in the song?
3:15.
You're at 3:15. Oh, man. It sounded like he said, show me how to F me.
No.
Back it up a little.
Actually, he says, oh, no. It's right around there. If you listen to it, it's right there because he'll say, oh, no. And he actually says the F word instead.
We'll give it one more shot, but I didn't hear that. I heard show me how to F me.
Yeah.
Now, hang on. I don't hear an oh no.
Right there.
Right
there?
Yep. All right, you lost us. We don't hear it. We heard the other one. We heard show me how to F me.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate it, Joe.
All right, thanks.
Thank
Frank.
You. Bye-bye. I didn't hear it.
No.
I heard the other thing I didn't expect to hear. Let's go to Todd. Hello, Todd. How can we help you?
Hey, Aylin the PL.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, you guys were talking about the American Girl dolls yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought maybe you might want to get them together with the American Lager.
American what?
American Girl doll and the American Lager?
You know, the beer company.
I'm not familiar with American Lager.
American beer? Well, My mistake.
Well, right. Dan, is it a full moon?
It's got to be. Something
might be. Thank you, Todd.
All right.
There was a very funny segment. Did you see I emailed you that today? Conan O'Brien went to
email once a day, and I read it earlier, I guess.
An American Girl store just last night on that show. It was very entertaining.
Well, obviously he has people tipping him off to what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
A little too coincidental.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dan. I'm with you. Check the moon phase.
I know.
Maybe there's another phase of the moon where people come out that normally don't come out. Bill, how are you?
AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about your car. You might have already talked about this. I don't get to listen as much as I used to. But I've seen that new Corvette, and man, what a beautiful car that is.
I agree. I cave in.
What color is your car?
It's a lime rock green, and there's no such thing as, it's not lime, and there's no such thing as lime rock. Lime rock is a racetrack. The Laguna Blue is named for the Laguna racetrack, and the lime rock green is named for Lime Rock racetrack, and it's a real deep, dark emerald green with a tan leather interior.
Cool. Good to know.
I would never, it's a Target top coupe. I would never have picked a green car. But when you see this green, and then you go, okay, I get it, that green.
Cool. All right, well, I was just wondering, I know somebody just got a new one, a red convertible, and holy cow.
I didn't know the convertibles were even out.
There's very few of them. But, yeah, he just got it last Thursday.
All right, well, good for him.
The day before the snowstorm.
Tell him to be careful and don't drive it in the snow.
All right, man, I've been listening to you guys since, remember when you used to come out of that basement with Lee Sherwood or whatever.
Yeah, that's Blue, about as far back as a listener can go. Cow. That's the very beginning. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I've been listening for all these years in the morning through the country. I just don't get to listen as much anymore because I changed jobs and stuff. But you guys are awesome, so keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, Bill. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Right, bye. Nice, thank you. Now, Don is up. Don, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know if you commented on the duck deal. But my comment is it's ridiculous for the station or whatever broadcasting company to do away with that gentleman. That was that man's opinion.
Well, and that's what I said. You want to do an in-depth interview, and you want a guy to be personal. It's a reality show, and you want the reality of who he really is, and that's who he is. And so when he lets you know who he is and what he thinks, you know, you punish the guy. Right or wrong, that's his opinion.
Right, but what I say is if you don't like what he said, you don't watch the show, you don't buy a scratch ticket.
Well, you know what? You may have missed the segment, but that's exactly what I said. Let the public judge him.
Right, and if you can, Frank, maybe you have the power, get a 1-800 number for whatever broadcasting company that is, and people can call in and complain if you can find the number.
Oh, no, I don't have to. Trust me, a lot of redneck camouflage, duck hunting, whatever, and that's not disparaging. I'm saying a lot of people who are like-thinking people to this guy will do just that.
Right. I mean, if everybody said a comment on the radio that somebody didn't like, almost every radio station wouldn't have no talkers on there.
There'd be nothing on the air.
Right. Yeah. I mean, come on. You don't like it, turn the channel.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Bye-bye. Here's Gary. No, Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
AM in the PM, buddy.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Now, you have the best jokes in the world, so I just wanted to see if you could
I can't take credit for them. They're not mine, but thank you.
Now,
do you have a joke?
No, I was waiting to hear the master.
No. I do the joke about 5:30.
Oh, come on. Can we get a little preview?
Like a bonus joke? Do you have a bonus joke?
Yeah.
We don't do bonus jokes. Well, this is how we make you keep listening. If I do it now, you can stop listening.
Well,
I got a great Santa Claus joke coming later. You may want to stick around.
Definitely.
All right?
All right, take care.
All right, Merry Christmas, Dan.
Merry Christmas.
Trying to squeeze a free joke out of
you. Yeah.
No. There are only so many jokes in the world. You got to, you know, use them sparingly. It's like being out in the jungle and having so many arrows. You don't want to
ration.
Yeah, you got to ration them. Thank you. It's a good word I was trying to think of. Gary, how can we help you?
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
You too, Gary.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, I was going to ask you, you know, some of these commercials that are on the radio now, you know, not on 550 because you guys are all pretty good about your commercials.
No, we're not.
What?
What?
No, we're not. We got some stinkers, too.
Well, you know how the popularity of these e-cigarettes are now and everything, right?
Absolutely.
There's a commercial out on one of your other stations, but anyway, that talks about e-cigarettes. It's about a girl who's, you know, switching from regular cigarettes to e-cigarettes. But you don't put a girl on there that they did that sounds like Bonnie Tyler from, you know, Totally Eclipse from the Heart, you know, that kind of a voice. I just wonder if you've heard that.
No, she's got a voice. Sounds like she's got lung cancer,
like
or
Brenda
something.
Throat cancer.
No, I agree with you.
It's an e-cigarette.
No, I agree with you. That's the last voice you want.
Hi. Hi. Have you tried the new e-cigarette?
My name is Louise.
Yeah. This is Becky, and I got to tell you something. It's the greatest cigarette I've ever seen.
The worst one, though, a few years back, have you heard the one about the girl saying about guys, losing your hair is as embarrassing as losing your manhood?
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Do you remember that one?
Is it a joke?
No, it's not. It was a hair club commercial.
Oh, okay, saying you don't want to be bald because that means you're not a man anymore.
Right, it was a girl saying it, though. Well, she wouldn't know. Hell, I'd much rather be bald than losing my manhood.
Well, first of all, most people will tell you that for many years, the thinking has been that if a guy is bald, he's got an overdose of testosterone, and he's actually more virile if he's bald. It doesn't make any sense.
There you go.
Look at James Bond. Look at Sean Connery. He may have worn a toupee, but the guy was bald. Never a more manly man than that guy.
Yep.
I agree with you. Merry Christmas.
Yep. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
You know what they say, about vets and women, don't you?
No, you're going to tell me, though.
No, I don't want to say it on the air.
Well, then I don't want to say it on the air. That's probably why I've never said it. Can you give me a cleaned up version of it?
Well, you know, a vet makes them, you know,
Okay.
What?
That's clean. Apparently you can't clean it up.
Maybe,
that's cleaned up.
Humidity down below, something like that?
Yeah. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, what did I miss there? Dan, check the calendar. I'm serious. You're right. You're on to something about the moon. What?
Something that rhymes with vet, maybe. It makes women...
sweat?
Yes, that's it.
Is that
sweat.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. We're going to salvage this. I'm going to salvage it. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Frank?
Real well. How can we help you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Well, that's important. Thank you.
We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
That's nice.
All right. We need I need the problem solvers.
Well, then you need us because we are
the problem solvers.
What's the problem?
All right. Last weekend, we're out doing a little Christmas shopping, and we heard that dirty song Santa Baby came on over the airwaves.
I hope there were no children with you.
Oh, boy.
No, there weren't. We're out shopping for the kids, as a matter of fact.
Oh, boy. Thank goodness they weren't with you.
My wife and I had a discussion. A couple, 3 months ago, you were talking about how many times a man should be, relieved, I guess.
That doesn't sound like our show.
No.
But,
we would never talk about that.
But what is that number? Yeah,
but it was, I said it was supposed to be 4 to 5 times a day, and she thinks it's 4 to 5 times a month.
No, she's wrong.
All right.
You're both wrong.
Yeah, I think somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle toward your answer.
Say it 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's where you should land, right there. She's way off. You're sort of off.
Do I lose my bet for a free steak dinner?
I don't know.
You wasn't right.
Neither one of you
are right, so nobody loses.
Yeah. Maybe going right. Dutch.
Yeah.
Okay, go Dutch. That sounds good to me. I hope she's good with that.
All right, well, once again, as the singers are about to say...
We've done it again.
Merry Christmas, Tim.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Okay, we move on. This is Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Thank you, too.
I just wanted to call and kind of back up a couple of days. You were talking about, how the kids, I won't say don't appreciate, but everybody's worried about what they give them.
Right.
And I'm a single parent, and I have custody of my son. And, I get all that. And unless you kind of are in that position, you really don't. But... it touched base with me, and the reason I bring that up is I was lucky enough to call in the other day and win some tickets from you guys for one of the Blues games.
Great.
And yeah, and they turned out to be really awesome seats, and we had a great time, and it was just a little bit of a bonus. So it just kind of, you know, goes to show that, you know, I don't know, sometimes when you're not ready for it, some good things do come your way.
Yeah.
And it was really responsible from you guys, you know, for that. And I just wanted to call and say thanks for that.
Well, you know what? I know exactly what you're saying. We gave you an opportunity. We gave you an opportunity to spend some quality time with your son.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. It put me in a place that there's no way, especially this time of year, that I could have put us.
I know.
And it was just a bonus, and you just never know. You know, I'm blessed with a son that really doesn't, his sights aren't set that high. He gets it. But there's a lot of guys, and, you know, you really can't, because you're absolutely right. I came from a background like that, and, you know, they will look back and realize that it's really not about the monetary thing. It's, you know, it's just about the things you do at that time of year.
He'll probably remember that game before anything.
Thanks for that evening. Great seats, and we had a great time.
Yeah, and I will say something for this station. Everybody that I know who's ever won tickets from here, usually a station will give you, like, the throwaway crap. This station, when they give you tickets to something, 9 times out of 10, they're great seats.
Well, I'll tell you straight up, they were 8 rows back from the ice. They were just offset of the goal, and if I could have handpicked tickets, that would have been the ones I would have taken, and I've played that game for 13 years, and
wow,
those would have been my pick.
Well, they're good.
They couldn't have been any better.
Well, good for you, man. I'm glad it happened that way.
And I just, you know, wanted to call up and take the time to, you know, tell you thank you and, you know, giving my son and I an evening like
that. And I'm glad you called to thank me, because I am personally responsible for those tickets. I'm the one who said, let's give these people these tickets. It's right. All me.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bring up Martin's name, because I knew he wasn't responsible.
He had nothing to do with that. In fact, Martin Kilcoin, we were in a meeting, and he said, screw the listeners. We don't need to give them anything.
I want those seats, yeah.
Yeah, he said,
I thought I heard him say in the background, Darren, I wanted them tickets.
Well, and normally he tries to take them. We had to lock him up. Yeah. I didn't want to talk about this. We had to lock him up so he couldn't get his hands on them. Yeah. He was stealing tickets. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Merry Christmas. You too.
I think Eon does a bang-up job. I don't know what that guy's deal was, but maybe another drink or two, he'll figure it out.
You bet. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
I like that guy's laugh. Yeah. He had a good laugh. I think we're salvaging it. We're turning the corner. We're going the right direction. One more call. We'll take a break, and then we'll take some more. That would be John. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hey, I will back that gentleman up by saying I live up in Central Illinois and won some baseball tickets and came down and picked them up for me and my son. And, in fact, when I was in the receptors area, you happened to be going by, Frank, and signed a piece of paper, autographed a piece of paper for my son, which he still has on the wall to this day. So, yes, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Wow, well, thank you. Once again, confirming we give good tickets.
Yeah, I need some help with something. I think I got a great... huge CD collection,
okay.
And probably about 500-600 CDs.
Wow.
And I think my brother pilfering some of my CDs. Take me back. Did you have one or two joke CDs?
I've only done one.
Okay.
And that was about 15 years ago.
That would be about right. And did Terry have a music parody CD?
Yes, he did. He sold 4.
I thought so. Both of them are missing.
Both of them are missing.
And who's this? Your brother?
My brother.
Some brother.
I thought you had 2 joke CDs.
Nope, only one.
Only one.
That's a great brother you got there stealing from you.
That's right. Fred, if you're listening right now, I'm coming for him.
And, well, yeah, let us know how that turns out, if he fesses up, or give us the follow-up on this.
I will do that. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, John.
All right, see ya.
Even your own family.
Man.
You get something valuable like that joke CD.
Oh, yeah.
That's worth some money. I mean, that's a 15-year, hasn't been burned for 15 years. That's why I wanted it. And Holly, is this our Holly?
Yeah.
Our Holly from prison, who now is not in prison and watched all the Breaking Bad shows that I sent you?
Yes, sir. That would be me.
What's going on?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get ready to go to break. I've been looking for a chance to kind of call in and tell you guys Merry Christmas.
Okay.
But also, I thought now would be the perfect time, because you said it'd be a full moon and that the colors are acting like that. But I also wanted to kind of hit on the Phil...
Robertson?
Yes, Duck Dynasty thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I love him, and whether he likes me or not, That doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and by the way, I don't think he hates you. You're a lesbian, for people who don't know that, and I don't think he hates you. I think that he, based on his upbringing and his religion and his part of the country, he thinks it's wrong to be gay. That doesn't mean that he hates you.
Right, I know that, but I'm saying, like, his belief, I just think everybody's making a huge deal out of it.
Wow, and this and coming from a lesbian.
And just, I'm just saying from the side of actually being gay, people are just blowing it way out of proportion. He's welcome to his opinion, just like I'm welcome to mine. And everybody just, they make a great big deal out of everything on these sensitive subjects.
Well, and here's the thing. Here's where you're absolutely right. They're making such a big deal. Had they not made a big deal out of it, you know how many people would have even known about this interview? 100. It was some magazine that maybe 1,000 people would have read the article. And they just left it alone. It's just him stating his opinion. That's all it is in one interview that nobody, for the most part, would have even known about.
Let's say this, too. Let's say that I was famous and I was a big star, and I said, you know what? I really like gay people, and I agree with their lifestyle, and I'm okay with that.
There'd have been no backlash.
Exactly. So why is it only works one way on some subjects?
Yeah, you're way too sensible. But you're absolutely right. If you had made that comment, even though it would have offended people like Phil Robertson, there'd have been no news cover. That's a great point.
And I'm playing like devil's advocate, obviously, because I'm on the other side. But I just, there's certain issues that you just can't even touch on.
Now listen,
you can if you're on the opposite side of the fence.
Are you still with your girlfriend?
No.
No, because that was kind of shaky, I think, and on the way out anyway. Last time I got that feeling.
Oh yeah, it's over. It's done, but it needed to be.
All right, how's the electrician work? Are you still working?
Yeah, I'm working pretty steady.
Good.
Seems like there's not a whole lot of construction going on, but they kind of keep me working.
All right, now tell the truth. You haven't gotten back into that meth mess, have you?
Absolutely not.
All right, good for you. Good for you, Holly.
All right.
I got another show for you if you want to have another addiction, Sons of Anarchy.
somebody tried to do that. They was telling me that it was awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I need to watch that because I've been stuck on some old Law and Order stuff that's getting old.
Well, maybe I need to go get you a season. How many Sons of Anarchy? How many seasons did they?
I don't know. I
three or four.
To, yeah.
If I run across a deal on a set of like the first couple seasons of Sons of Anarchy, I'll get you those.
Oh, that would be sweet. And all I'll right. return them, and then you can.
And I'll let somebody else let somebody else watch them. I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, Holly.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That has that,
I wish everybody, by the way, could have heard the day she was in here.
Yeah,
That was
tremendous.
One of the best hours, if you didn't have more than an hour. She's a lesbian, ex-convict, electrician. Did prison time for meth possession, distribution. She was a cook.
Yeah, she's had to start all over in her electrician career, too, because she lost all her time that she had.
She was an accomplished electrician. Part of her punishment was the union and the judge. They made her start over like she'd never put two wires together. And she's a great success story, and she's still on the right track, and good for her. Did you want to say something else?
No, I was just going to say that Katie Sagal is on Sons of Anarchy,
yes.
Right? I've always thought she was hot, that's why I never understood. She was the
have
wife.
Have you seen her on Sons of Anarchy?
No, but I've
she's
seen her lately.
One rough, nasty looking biker chick.
Yeah,
she is, and I don't even know her otherwise. I only know her from Sons of Anarchy. I don't know Katie Sagal.
Yeah, I'll have to bring up
as anything
of her.
But this rough,
normal
biker chick.
Yeah, and I thought it was always funny. She was the wife on Married with Children,
and I never saw that show.
And Al Bundy was always saying what a hag he had for a wife, and I always thought
man.
she was attractive.
She was,
and that's one of those shows that everybody talked about. I never saw.
Oh, it was a funny show.
It was pretty funny.
You would love Al Bundy. I mean, he was the
best.
Was
he like an Archie Bunker kind of?
Yes, yes, absolutely,
very much.
A shoe salesman.
Well, maybe one of these days I'll go back and get a couple of seasons of that. We're way behind, but we're going to get caught up, and here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to tell you that next week it's going to be real cold, and I think that's still the forecast. Did you go out today and take a nice deep breath? I hope you did. It was like spring. It was like 55 or 60 degrees or something. It was wonderful. Well, don't get used to it, because we're not anywhere near finished with winter, and I hope your heating system, and we'll say heating, you can call it heating and air conditioning. We're not dealing with air conditioning right now. Hope your heating system is up to the challenge. If you're not sure, or you just have that feeling, sometimes you just have that feeling, oh man, I hope our heat doesn't give out on, and then it happens, and you had the feeling and you didn't do anything about it. And the thing you were supposed to do about it's called Matheny Heating and Cooling. We have never sent our listeners anywhere or directed them toward any product that we absolutely didn't feel real good about directing them to. And that's the honest truth. This is a great family company. There are hundreds, I'll bet literally hundreds, probably a couple hundred heating and cooling companies. Some are horrible, some are good, some are in between. This is a terrific heating and cooling company. They work on everything, every brand, every make, every model, every size, your home, your business. If you are in St. Louis or St. Charles County and you're really AM and the PM, you really are, you're serious about it, you don't just say I'm AM and the PM. You can talk the talk or you can walk the walk. And if you really are, you will support this show by supporting the people who make it happen. And the people that I personally speak for pay the salaries of all three of us. It does not come from the station. So you want to keep the show on there. It sounds like Channel 9 and the Pledge, some kind of telethon, but it's true. Then please support the people who pay the bill and who make the show possible. And one of those is Matheny, third generation, 71 years in business. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get a look at traffic now, see how things look airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. A couple incidents to be aware of this afternoon. Working with a crash northbound 270 north of 64, blocking the right center lane. At last check, they were working to move the cars out of the way. So you're heavy in that stretch from about 64 up to the incident near Ladue. Southbound on 270, there's a vehicle on the right shoulder near Ladue, then south of there, you're on the brakes near Manchester Road. Also heavy between Gravoy and 55 now. There's an accident on the right shoulder down at Tease Road. Between Tease Road and 55, headed southbound on 270. 64 westbound, you're on the brakes now between Mason and a couple stretches headed out between Mason Road all the way out to the Boone Bridge. You're heavy out in the valley as well on Chesterfield Airport Road, approaching the entrance to westbound 64. Heavy on 64 past Forest Park there between Kings Highway and McClausen. Eastbound 64 on the brakes this afternoon, Compton to the Poplar, 270 eastbound up in North County. A heavy stretch as well approaching Lindbergh. This update brought to you by the Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside. Go into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more styles and brands in coats than the Burlington Coat Factory. From the Golden Oak Landing Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Colin Jeffrey here, reminding you that the new year will soon be here, so make certain you spend this holiday season with your family near. From all of us here at KTRS, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the last 2 days of buy one, get two free before Christmas at Joseph A. Bank. Wednesday and Thursday, almost everything in the store is buy one at regular price and get any two other items of equal or lesser value free. Plus, incredible door busters like $650 traditional and slim fit suits, now just $169. A huge selection of leather jackets, regularly $750, now $199. Cotton cashmere sweaters, regularly $125, now $29.99. And signature sport coats, regularly $5.95 to $6.95, now just $169. Buy one, get two free. Plus, unbeatable door busters. Most stores open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. through Thursday at Joseph A. Bank. Exclude shoes, gift cards, rentals, traveler, and some signature products.
Six area locations in St. Louis on North Lindbergh, Chesterfield, Lake St. Louis, Fairview Heights at the Shops at St. Clair, DePere, and St. Louis Galleria.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. from home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home. Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs, from simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system. Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's S-T-R-E-I-V electric.com.
What is that on the patio furniture?
Oh, I covered it for the winter.
Those are old tarps.
What? What?
Oh, and they smell as bad as they look.
What? I think they look just fine.
No, they don't. I'm going to Schnars to get real patio furniture covers.
Hi, Frank Flair from Schnars Hardware here. Did you know that winter weather can really take a toll on your patio furniture? Covering your outdoor furniture each winter can help extend its lifespan. And though those old tarps may work just fine,
they look terrible.
So stop by today and let us help you select the outdoor furniture cover that is right for you.
So you can put that smelly, dirty, yucky camouflage tarp back where it belongs.
Okay.
Hidden in the woods.
Well, I guess I'll put it on the wood pile. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910. Or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Sinclair, the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer in Pacific, Missouri. Dodge and Dave Sinclair. Chrysler and Dave Sinclair. Jeep and Dave Sinclair. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Ram Trucks and Dave Sinclair. Great combo. If you live in West County, we're only 25 minutes from Chesterfield Mall. We're only 15 minutes from I-44 and 141, and only 15 minutes from Ellisville. That's a short drive to Big City Selection, small town overhead. Thank you, and here's my address, DaveSinclairChrysler.com. DaveSinclairJeep.com. DaveSinclairRam.com.
Is your furnace worn out or an energy hog?
Replace it with Classic Air Care, your rebate headquarters.
Ameren rebate.
Up to $720.
Federal tax rebate.
Up to $500.
Liquid gas rebate.
Up to $225.
Lennox manufacturer rebate.
Up to $1,500.
For a total potential system savings of up to $2,945. Call Classic Air Care
at 314-352-1111.
Classic Air Care. Locally owned, family owned since 1926.
On Facebook and online at cacstl.com.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Game Night. The 12 days of Christmas, from Affordable Kitchen and Bath, Celebrating Life Cake Boutique, Layla Restaurant, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a corn cup pipe and a button nose.
Is this Cher?
Yes. Made out of coal.
All right, I've had an unusual request from Katie. Katie, if you're listening, you know who you are. For me to yodel. No, this is just out of nowhere, out of context, but I'm going to do it because Katie's dad is a good guy. And I haven't done this for a long time. And you really need, like, reverb or do it in the shower or something. Yodel. I got to get in the voice a little bit here. Yodel, yodel, yodel.
Wow. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, oh yeah.
What do you mean? You don't know,
talent.
Yodel? Can you yodel? You can play the harmonica.
No.
Can you yodel? Try
it. No, I don't think so.
Try it.
Yodel,
yodel, yodel. You're right, you can't.
No.
Can you do it piano?
No.
Try it.
That's pretty good.
It's like an auctioneer talent almost.
You kind have to of know is what like to an auctioneer.
And, how to say it. The pattern.
You know who used to, the commercial used to have yodeling was Busch Bavarian Beer.
Yes.
They do, Busch Bavarian Beer. And it was like a little Dutch thing or person yodeling on a mountaintop or something.
Ricola, too.
Yeah.
Ricola.
That's right. That's right.
that guy blowing the horn.
That was just an echo.
Yeah, like it was more up in a big canyon or something.
Canyons, yeah. And how? What happened to Corbett Canyon?
Yeah.
They advertised like crazy. It was a wine, and then nothing. It's like they're gone.
It's like that.
I don't know.
And there were great commercials because the guy being arrested, and he'd go, would you like wine? He'd go, yes, I'd like some Corbett Canyon, And he'd go, did you hear that? Hear what? And it's like nobody else heard it.
Yeah.
And he said, when I said Corbett Canyon. I love those.
You see that yellowtail everywhere. I think that's taken over.
Yellowtail.
See, I don't think a wine should be called yellowtail.
No.
That just doesn't sound. It should have a French-sounding thing. The Bougievois Mugois wine.
Like yellowtail.
Australian.
Or, you know, or take the French word for yellow. I don't know what that is. I know what Spanish is. Amarillo. And now that sounds like wine,
Amarillo,
but not yellowtail. This sound yellow. One more time for Katie.
Jaune.
Is that yellow?
J-A-U-N-E.
Jaunetail. Now see, that sounds like a good wine to me.
Give me some of that Jaunetail.
It's all in the. It's all in the way you say it. I guess. Can I see the screen there so I can? Dan, do we have any?
No.
Oh, we do have Bill Cleveland. Bill Cleveland's going to host this is a really big deal newsflash, and the first time I think anybody has mentioned it, that this Saturday, Bill Cleveland's going to host the yard sale. Oh. Yeah, for Paul Warner. Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the one and only Bill Cleveland. He'll be here momentarily. We're going to talk about financial advice.
Oh, he's a trooper then, because I think his trivia show ends at...
like midnight.
Midnight on
Workaholic.
Saturday night.
Workaholic. He'll probably stay here.
Probably bring a sleeping bag.
Wow.
Sleep right here at the station. Financial advice. When do you go to get financial advice? When you win the lottery? No. When you get really wealthy? No. When you decide that you want to accumulate some wealth. And wealth is an interesting word because to many people, wealth means tremendous money. And what is rich, wealthy, well-off, that number is different to different people. I mean, I know somebody personally that 10 years ago, this person said to me, if I had $100,000 right now, and at the time, this person was late 30s, if I had $100,000, I would never need another penny the rest of my life. Well, really? I don't think so. As you get older, that kind of changes and the number changes. But you are the one that has to make a decision to get some financial advice. And if you have $25,000 or more, we have two names for you, Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They were Stifel Nicolaus. They've done this for a long time for a lot of people. And I think you'll like them. But you have to meet with them. You have $25,000 or more somewhere, 401k, pension money, in a safe, whatever, wherever it is, under the mattress. You meet with them and see what you think about what they have to say with regard to what you should be doing with that money. Tell them what you're doing with it, and if you're doing something right with it, they'll tell you that. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, set the meeting up. It's up to you. The sooner, the better. MarkandJason.com.
Let's get a quick check at traffic now and see how things look. Here's Frank Ladd, Airborne.
Thanks, Dan. Flying over Highway 70 out in St. Charles County. Pretty good run, essentially. All just volume, really. No delays, no major delays, I should say. No incidents to report. 70 westbound between the Blanchett Bridge and T.R. Hughes. Westbound on 64, that's your rough highway this afternoon. Headed west out of the city, you're slow from before Kings Highway all the way out to the Big Bend area, then you're on the brakes again between Lindbergh, essentially in long pockets all the way out to the Boone Bridge. We had earlier construction on the Boone Bridge that probably caused those delays. Southbound on 270, their last check working with an accident south of Tease Road between the Tease Road overpass and 50. And that had you slow going southbound on 270 between Gravois all the way down through 55. Working with an accident northbound on 270 at last check. That was just north of Highway 64. Had been in a lane. I'm sure they've gotten that over to the side by now. Eastbound on Highway 64. Again, that eastbound 64 traffic headed slow towards the Poplar Street Bridge from Grand Avenue all the way to Poplar. Northbound 55, you're on the brakes in that right lane between Park and the Poplar. This update is brought to you by Missouri's 29 Savings Plan. It's never too early to start planning for your child's higher education. Most Missouri's 29 College Savings Plan working towards your child's future. It's their goal to learn more about taking the first step. Visit most529.com. From the Golden Oak Landing Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Oasis, they believe that successful aging begins now, no matter what your age. Challenge your brain and your body with their programs. Learn more at oasisnet.org/STL.
The holidays are here, and remember last year when you were trying to juggle all those recipes with one oven? What a challenge that was. It's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that your worries are over. How about checking out the GE Double Oven Stoves at Appliance Discounters? We bought these by the truckload so that we can offer them at the lowest price in town. Add a GE convection over-the-range microwave, and now you have three ovens. Come by any of our four showrooms, and you'll see why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition. Happy holidays.
It's the last week to shop before Christmas.
Kohl's is staying open nonstop from 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Tuesday.
Hours may vary by location. See store for details.
Kohl's, expect great things.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app, STL Taxi. Great app, and it's free. Best way to get a good, clean Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, real quick, you just mentioned yodeling. You have to go on YouTube. I interviewed this girl one time. Her name was Elise Edie. She's a former Miss USA pageant contestant. And her talent was not only yodeling, but she did ventriloquism. She did. They had the two ventriloquist dummies, and she made both of the dummies yodel.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to check that out.
You can see that on YouTube. Well, a Georgia woman has come forward as one of the two winners of that over $600 million lottery we had earlier this week. The woman's very excited. She says she's very thankful that now she can almost afford a new Obamacare policy for her. Hey, remember Usain Bolt?
Sure.
You know this guy, the Olympic runner?
Yeah.
In his autobiography, he said, this is no joke, the secret to his success was eating 100 chicken McNuggets a day.
Wow.
That's what he said. Which explains why the choice to lead the U.S. in the Olympics in track and field in 2016, Rosie O'Donnell. There you go. And finally this afternoon.
She's going to be great.
That was pretty interesting. A man now claims that he has cracked the code and can interpret what dolphins are saying.
Mm.
He knows what dolphins are saying. But he's now on to an even bigger challenge, trying to interpret the last four Bob Dylan albums.
Oh, that's harder. That's harder.
McLevin's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550.
Thank you, Bill. One of our two great Santa Claus jokes coming up. Do not go away. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News.